Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Water Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GT Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Kylie Jones. On Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio Station. 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 Station.
To bring the necessary with a signature, absolutely. Holla at you, girl.
What's going on, ladies? Welcome, welcome,
What I tell you, 1 week when you open it, I'm not going to laugh. But I want to just point out that I'm laughing because everything she's saying is the absolute truth. That's why I'm laughing. You know, when someone says something and it's like, you know what, this girl, she's not telling no lie. She is telling the truth. She is straight truthfulness right now. So, yes, that's why I'm laughing. Like, all right, here she go. That's right. Let them know. Let them know.
Listen, this us divas over here. We all, actually, all of us are Long Island's leading ladies over here. We get it popping. So, but again, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
We open the platform up for everybody so we could discuss topics that we see in our everyday lives. Over here, we deal on strictly opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. There's no real right or wrong. This is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers. However, if you have any younger people in the room, you know, use your own discretion as far as that matter. Use your own discretion. So we are not biased over here either. We speak with a civil tongue. So we don't want anybody to think that either. Just because we're pro-black doesn't mean we're anti anything else. So, but welcome, Diva. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How is everybody going?
Welcome.
How is y'all week going so far? It's hump day. You know, what's going on? How's everything going?
Well, me personally, you know, usually I'm like, I'm not going to complain. Girl, I'm working hard. I'm so busy.
Girl,
I don't know what to do with myself. I'm praying for the strength. You know,
I can
say that. Like, you know, it's
that's
like
okay.
Cheer season is
that's
back
okay.
together, and since cheer season is busy, you know, it's work, work, you know, run around, you know, the routine. So if you guys hear that thunder and lightning, that rain coming down, it's because your girl is driving right by now. So that's what that is.
Wow.
So, but yeah.
But listen,
you know,
I want to tell you though, Storm, you know, as the busy season starts for you, you know, it gets really crazy. Don't forget to take some time for yourself, please.
Girl,
I'm just saying. If you gotta steal it, you know, that doesn't mean. Why do you think I said something? Because you know I know.
Yeah.
Stop playing. Because if we lose ourselves and we all ran down and stuff, we're no good for nobody else, and that's the God's honest truth. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Oh, that's a
just
whole fact. Stella's trying to get her
time.
Leave back.
Oh, let's talk to her. Let's talk to Stella.
Oh.
Stella, what's up?
Stella.
How you been?
That's
Stella.
Great queen. AKA Stella. Please inform her sister what's going on.
Look, enough about me.
How you doing? My toes did get a Brazilian wax and all that good stuff.
She said a Brazilian wax.
You don't
ball the bird.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Wait, where is the applause?
Oh, give it. Go on and give it to her. Give it to her. I'm impressed.
I feel like I just had to drop the key.
I've decided to get myself together.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you.
That's why I was just telling Storm, listen, that's taking some time for yourself. Go get your feet or something done.
We need that.
Even if you don't do nothing, just take some time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me mad.
She said the Brazilian. Okay.
The
Brazilian.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Before I forget, I would be remiss not to say happy birthday to my granny, Melania, turned 5 years old today. Happy birthday, my ladybug. I love you to pieces. Yes, my ladybug today.
Happy birthday.
Five, 25 going on 26. Yes.
You know what? You're funny.
You know how little girls are. Full of character.
Look, I know. Yeah, but you know what? And while we're giving the birthday shout out, you know, Rich Money is not here with us tonight, but I definitely want to, you know, give a shout out to his Aunt Janet, straight from the Bronx. You know, her birthday is tomorrow. So definitely want to send her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Aunt
Janet.
Yes. You know,
happy birthday.
Aunt Janet. See you soon, girl.
See you soon. Happy birthday. What is this, Leo season?
I don't know. It's not Capricorn season, so.
So it doesn't concern you. Happy birthday to the line, Leo.
Oh, you're funny.
I said it.
You're funny.
So I know how to
You know what it is, yeah. So, but you know what, ladies, I want to ask you guys a quick question before we go into, like, our topic, because the lines are lit up. So I definitely want to just ask you ladies a question. Ms. Mobetta, you had asked us how we're doing, but how are you doing? How has your week been thus far?
Listen, I be struggling sometimes shutting my brain off, and that's the truth, where, you know, I don't know if anybody has ever heard my story before, but I'm codependent. Codependency means I'm thinking I can fix everything. You understand what I'm
right.
saying? So then a lot of times I when I go to bed, I'm taking a lot of stuff with me instead of, and I know better. So that's the thing. That's why I won't complain, because I do know better. You know, but other than that, I'm good. I'm good.
Gotcha.
So I appreciate
now,
that.
Now, would you tell someone who, like, because I definitely can relate with you. I don't think that I could, you know, fix everything, but I do have the, I think for everyone else also, you know, like, I don't think I can fix it, you know. It's just I try to think of ways that could help you fix what you're going through without telling you, just showing you, you know, if that makes sense. Or maybe the same thing, I don't know. But
that's a part of being codependent.
Okay, because I just suffer from like turning the brain off. You know, like my brain just won't shut off, and I could be thinking of money moves. I could be thinking of what I'm wearing tomorrow, what the work day is gonna be like. You know, my mom, my husband. I could be thinking about all these different things, but when it comes time to go to bed, I can't shut the brain off. It just keeps on going and going and going.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
That I can't shut off. So I'm praying for that. I need y'all to pray for me with that one, because I can't.
Yeah, well, I definitely
keep
will.
On going.
But you know what helps me, though? What helps me, I journal. I have a journal, my little personal book, where I write down most of my thoughts. I try to. I try not to. I skip days, but when I do catch up, then I'm writing mad pages. But it helps to get it out, and then you just. You don't go back and read nothing that you wrote or anything. You write it down and close the book, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So even if you write it in chicken scratch to where you can't even understand what you wrote, you're dumping that. You got to dump it. So like I said, and that's why I said I won't complain, because I know better. So, you know.
You know what? You should try that.
Get your book and try it.
You know, I used to journal years ago. I haven't journaled in about a year. I went from journaling to doodling, because I find that when I used to journal so much that sometimes, because you can't shut your mind off, you don't put away the stuff that you're journaling. Like, say, I could be journaling in my book, and then I would get like, oh, do this, and then I would leave it there, and then people could read what you're writing. So now what I do is I doodle, you know, where you don't have an idea of what I'm doodling, but I'm doodling, you know.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make sense to you, but when I look at it, I can tell you that this might be
a you know
flower
exactly
bed,
what it
you know what I'm saying, you know. Over here could be a business idea, you know, but you don't know because you don't, you know. So I started doodling. So that doodling, I can honestly say, because things have been so stressful lately, it hasn't been helping me. So the last past like 2 months, the doodle doesn't work with me. The writing doesn't help for me. And turning my brain off at 2-3 o'clock in the morning doesn't work for me. So
I'm telling you, you got to steal some time for yourself.
I need some help with that.
Tell you some time. Tell me, for real.
My brain.
Even if we need a diva day, a diva day or something.
We need, a drive-by.
Yeah, whatever. We could sit in our car.
A diva
sit in our car with our masks on. Sit in our car with our masks on and talk that way, you know. You sit in your car, and open the window and act like it. But forget it. Oops, excuse me.
But,
listen.
But, you know, look. But, you know, enough
COVID,
about us. Well, yeah.
I would say Spa Castle.
Ah, here she go. You know what? We will not be visiting Spa Castle anytime soon.
Hell no.
No. COVID doesn't mean that. But Miss Mobetta, Miss Mobetta, what's the topic for tonight? What topics for tonight?
So our topic tonight is how important is sex in a relationship?
That's
really the only topic tonight, because that topic can go have different channels. So we're going to start with that. Like, how important is in a relationship? And, you know, do people actually put too much emphasis on sex?
So, yeah. So when I was younger, I'll go first. When I was younger, I would definitely say that it was very, very, very important, you know. It was like, you know, expression, if that makes sense, you know. It was expression, you know. It was a way to express yourself and get your thoughts out, your feelings and stuff like that. You know, now that I'm older and you've learned there's more ways of lovemaking and intimacy, you know, than the actual intercourse of it. I think that once you learn that, then the mind takes more control over the body, if that makes sense, where it's not exactly a priority, you know. It's like, I know when it go down, it's about to go down, you know. But, you know, it's like, that's what, you know that.
Sex is supposed to be the bottom line. That's fact.
Right, but the deeper the intimacy, to me, I believe that works well for me, you know, once I've gotten older, you know. It's no more about, like, say, the teenage life of ripping and running and doing whatever, you know, whatever, whenever, wherever, you know. It's no longer like that, you know. It's mommy mode, if that makes sense. You know, mommy mode, you know. Some people could say
you're making
it's mommy's out there.
Your husband, huh?
well, you know what? To be honest, it sounds funny,
but
it's the truth, because a lot of married women feel like it's an appointment. You know, you do make the appointment because it's like your life is so busy. It's like, okay, well, when are we going to have a date night? You know, or when are we going to do this? When are we going to do that? So a lot of women that I speak to, they feel, you know, that, you know, it's like a, you know, you need to set it up, you know. I can say that me personally, I'm blessed just to say, you know what, listen, let's get it, you know, like, it is what it is, you know, like, it doesn't.
No questions asked.
Yeah, you know, like, we know what it is.
Without being too graphic and going too in depth.
I guess you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know about Ray Queen over there. Ray Queen talking about Brazilian waxes and stuff.
Quiet.
I don't know. Let's talk to you. Yeah, about this Brazilian wax.
Are y'all talking to me? Are y'all talking about me?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
We want you to answer the question, Miss Brazilian.
Okay. Well, what had happened was,
the question
was, how important is sex in a relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm not eating right now. being that I've been celibate for like 5 years now. And
oh my God!
I am not lying. Yeah, I've been celibate for 5 years. I had to find myself. I had to get myself together. I had to. So But in the future, I know that in the relationship that hopefully God will bless me with, and I trust that He will, sex is going to be so important. It will probably be the best sex that I am ever going to have in my life, because I believe in love, falling in love for a second time, and the sex, or should I say the lovemaking, is going to play an important role in it. Definitely a different role than it played in my past relationship and marriage. But, yeah, I think sex plays a major role in a relationship. That part.
Well, can I crack a joke before Miss Mo better answer?
Yo, right ahead.
You ready? My joke is Miss Ray Queen is going to be very important because after 5 years, I feel bad for the gentleman.
I was already laughing, so I'm already low.
Well, see,
you have to drop the bomb on that thing.
After 5 years, you will definitely be Stella getting the groove back.
He gonna need some extends or some Viagra something to keep up.
Yep.
I had to crack that joke. I know it's
definitely a good topic, and it could be serious, but I just had to crack that joke. Like, I couldn't even let
that was funny. I'm telling you, I started laughing before you even said anything. Like, oh shit, I knew it was coming. But listen, I commend you, Ray, for that, for your celibacy,
Thank you.
They say it's good. It's good for you mentally. And you know why? Because sex can be misinterpreted. You understand what I'm saying? The same as love can be misinterpreted, intimacy. You know, people, they don't be having the true definition of certain things. So this is why I actually raised the question, how important is sex in a relationship, because a lot of times if your relationship is starting out sexually, nothing else really follows. Nothing else really follows. And it's just strictly a sexual thing. Like, oh, we can do it and then I'll holler at you later. You understand what I'm saying?
So
it's,
You think so?
No, not all the time. Not in all instances, no. I'm not generalizing. I'm just saying. In certain In certain instances, sex is misinterpreted. If it's just a sexual relationship, you have to state that. You understand what I'm saying? Because, like I said before, sex is supposed to be the bottom line. Intimacy and all of that stuff is supposed to come first and then sex. In my opinion, a lot of people, like it is buying cars. You want to test drive some shit, and you want to know what you're working with. So it happens.
Well,
but at that point, though, hopefully, yeah, at least have a conversation to try to figure out who each other is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It really doesn't take that long to find out who a person is. It really does.
Diva, throw the number out there.
Believe it or not.
Throw the number out there for those who are listening.
Yes. 845-277-9098.
Sorry.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Once again, 845-277-9098. I will say it slower.
Yeah.
But you do, if you're listening from a computer, you do have to make sure you call and you dial in that number, 845-277-9098. But Miss Mobetta, let me ask you this question. How important is it to you?
It's very important. You understand? Because you're actually, when you're having sex, you're actually exchanging like let me see, because I don't want to sound like a fool when I speak. So it's like your taste, exchange your chemistry. You know what I'm saying? Some mm-hmm. a personal touch, a personal space. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? When you're opening your legs or when you're diving into somebody, like you're exchanging your personal space. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, you can just stand on the corner and sleep with the next person that rides by. You understand? Mm-hmm. So that's why I said a lot of times sex can be misinterpreted. So you have some people that are addicted and mm-hmm. will almost sleep with anybody. You know what I mean? But the person that they actually touch is actually will feel them on a different level and have a whole different agenda. So that's why
do you feel like, let's just break it down a little further for them. Do you feel, just a question, do you feel like, say, the person who, let's just say, maybe suffering from, like, say, a sexual addiction, and they might be in different, not relationships, but kind of like different flings with different people, you know, dating around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like mm-hmm. that question would be the same for them? Or do you feel like what would you call what they're doing? Would you still call like, okay, well, it's sex for them, or do you just feel like it's kind of like, you know, something different? What would you call it for them?
It's like this. If that person, once they enter into your space, or once y'all start meeting up or become having sex and stuff like that, if that is disclosed, you know, if that's disclosed. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, you know, I'm dating, I see multiple people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Then you gave the person the other options and whether they say or go. That it's me as a receiver, there's nothing I can really do about that, either stay or go. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's why mm-hmm. I said that information needs to be disclosed, which we know a lot of times that it doesn't. People just do them and mm-hmm. let it work itself out. After you know, been through all kinds of crazy stuff, but you know, that gives me the option whether I want to stay or want to go. Just be honest. Just like, listen, mm-hmm. I like dating multiple people. I have sex with more than one person or whatever. Just protect yourself. If you're gonna stay, protect yourself. Make sure they protect it or whatever, and you know, let it do what it do. But if you're becoming intimate, sex is not just regular mm-hmm. sex. You know what I'm saying? It's, mm-hmm. it's a little different. You know what I mean? So, you know, the conversation, the whole vibe is just different. It's on a whole different mm-hmm. level. You know what I mean? So, you know, you just have to know these things. And don't be afraid to ask the question. You know what I mean? People can't be afraid to ask that question. Like, you know, what is this? You know what I'm saying? What are we doing? Because
I think that timing
is important.
No, but you know, I think that a lot of the issues that people face nowadays, you know, are the same that they used to face, you know, like let's just say 10, 15 years ago, is that mm-hmm. it's very rare that you meet someone that's upfront with you that lets you know this is what it is. You know,
if I'm
looking at you, I'm attracted to you, and I just want sex from you. 9 times out of 10, they're not going to come out and tell you that because they think if they come mm-hmm. out and they tell you that point blank period, that they're not going to be given the opportunity.
That they're going to be rejected.
So
right.
Exactly. So sometimes I feel like it's a misinterpretation, you know, where they make it seem like they want to get to know you and stuff like that, but in reality, they don't really want to get to know you. They want to get to know her, you know. And
right.
once they've accomplished that goal,
they want to know that mini kind of, you. They want to know the mini you.
Exactly. So I think that you see it all the time where people, mm-hmm. you know, they get upset and you know, women, men, they catch feelings and stuff like that, you know, because one person is attached and the other person is not. You know, one person was upfront with the way that they were feeling, and the other person was not. So you do run across it a lot. You know, my only thing is that I would just like to say is that the communication is the key. Whether you're a jump off, whether you're a side piece, whether
that's
you're the wife,
super fact.
You know, the main, whatever you want to call yourself, the communication is the key. Because when I want to
know
what younger, that's what I was just about to tell you. When back in the day, I want to know exactly what we're doing, because I'm going to tell you exactly what I think you're doing, you know, and we need to be on the same page with it, you know, because if we're not, then feelings will get involved
like
and somebody will get hurt, you know.
I'm like that now. Listen, we're adults. People are grown ups now. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're younger, you can do kid shit and get away with it. But when you become an adult, you got to put all that kid stuff away. But in the same interim, you can still do what you want to do. You just got to be honest about it. Like, listen, you know, I'm not ready for that. I don't want that. That's not what I want or whatever. But we could, you know, if you're up to it or if you're open for it, we could do A, B, or C. You know what I'm saying? But again, that just gives the other person the option to say whether they want to stay and rock with that or go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, stay or go. Which one? Yeah. Some people don't get the message though. Some people,
you know what?
They get the message. I mean, I've had to curse a few people out lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, look, I'm sorry, but I don't mind saying hi to you, you saying hi to me, whatever, how you doing, hope everything's good, hope things are good or whatever, but I'm not going to sit here and have a whole conversation with you, a whole text message with you about you trying to get with me, and you've liked me for so long. I'm sorry, there's nothing that I can do for you there, so let's not even have that conversation, you know?
Right. Well, I appreciate you liking me. Look, I appreciate you liking me and liking what you're seeing, but at this point in time, I'm definitely not interested. You know, and it's like people don't get it. You said it correctly.
Yeah.
And I believe that's when people don't get the hint, because some people feel like, she'll come around. She'll come around, you know. Like I want to point out, as we're talking about this topic, and Ray Queen just mentioned a topic that she did, just to point out there that a couple weeks ago there was a young lady, I believe she was in Harlem, I think, either Harlem or the Bronx, and she was walking up to her building, and this guy decided, like, he wanted to try and talk to her, and she rejected him. And when I tell you, it was just as easy as he was literally trying to talk to her. I saw the video. He was trying to talk to her. She rejected him. He took a skateboard and knocked her out, hit her straight in the face, and laid her out. So, ladies and gentlemen, this, and it was a younger people, let's just say, but probably maybe in their 20s, you know, at least. But you want to make sure that when you say that no, you keep it moving. You stand firm with your no.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And if you're out in public, you want to make sure that you're safe, you know, because you never know what type of people. And I believe that the kid did it because she rejected him in front of his friends.
Uh-huh.
His friends was there, and she rejected him. And he got embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
And that was the issue, you know. So we want to make sure that even as we're parents and we're raising our kids and stuff, and we want to make sure that rejection is okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And yes,
you're
going to
have those,
you know,
days. There's going to be times
you're
gonna
have it.
You're not going to be accepted and you're going to be disappointed or whatever. You understand? Yeah, that's just how life works. Life is like that sometimes. But, I mean, as long as the person is honest with me, I can't be mad, or you can't be mad, or whatever. They gave it to you how you wanted it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
that
also goes to show you a lot of people would rather a pretty lie than the ugly truth. So that's just
I have a question.
And I'm not into appeasing anybody. Nope. Can't do it.
You have a question, right?
I have a question, Divas. Yes. Now, topic is how important is sex in a relationship? Now, when you're in a committed relationship, or have you ever been in a supposed committed relationship and the sex stopped, what would you do in that case?
All right. Maybe I'm better. You want to answer first?
No, say that question one more time. I missed the question.
if you were in a committed relationship that is established and the sex all of a sudden stops, what would you do?
Or sucks?
Stop.
You said,
F-T-O-P.
What I do?
There is no sex. No sex.
Oh, we
no
gotta
talking
about. Got to be some serious conversation going on because there's something ain't right. Like, you know,
right.
Whether I don't know, it necessarily they don't have to do it with anybody else if there's something they going on with them or whatever. But the conversation, it definitely got to be a major conversation. Like, what's going on? Is it me or is it you? What's happening? It has to be a conversation about that.
Right.
You know.
And I would say I agree. I would say a conversation, but I mean I would like to say that I think that before the conversation, you should try different things to excite the moment and bring the mood, and then if you see that from that there is rejection or there's hesitation, then a conversation has to be made. You know, had at that point. But I think that you should try to, you know, just, you know, set the mood a little bit and, you know, just to see what is it, you know, because sometimes you could tell right then and there by that, you know, if you're setting the tone and you're in the, you know, and you're trying to get that person where you're at, you know, and that ready, you know, you want them to, and you could see by their reaction, their tone, you know, just their whole vibe. If it's something like, oh my God, is it me? You know, well, no, I'm not interested, you know? So I think you should try and set the tone, set the mood first to get that, bring that excitement and bring that, you know, that flavor back. And then if nothing at that point, then a conversation, I think.
Right. Try new things. Try something different.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Just something to spice it up a little bit, you know. Because I think that sometimes in a relationship it's hard, you know. Like, I've been, in long-term, you know, relationship. And sometimes I think it's hard because you get stuck in the day-to-day life, you know, that it may not be the first thing that pops into your mind 24/7. Because you got work, you got school, you got kids, you know, it's a lot going on at that moment. And you sometimes it's not like you just forget, but it's just like by the time you finish your whole day routine, you taking your clothes off and you laying down, like, you know, like you're not thinking about nothing. You're not thinking about nothing else, you know, because you had to work 16 hours, took care of the kids, took care of the husband, made sure food was done, did the laundry, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think, you know, like, so I don't know. I like to tell my friends, like, when someone explains that, I just say, you know what, try and set the mood, you know, set that mood a little bit and see. Because you could tell right there from that, you know, from that feeling, you know. But, but yeah,
well, we
know
life,
you know,
we all know life is about balance. It's about balance. And that's even with, you know, with the energy and all kinds of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to balance some things out, you know, because, again, then we'll go to bed with all of that in your head and make sure that communication is open. It has to stay open. That's imperative in any kind of relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
you
whether it's loose laws, absolutely.
I agree.
Yep.
I
definitely got to keep that line of communication open, you know, just so. Because a lot of times we could do things that we don't even realize that we're doing, you know.
True. Right.
True.
Look, I'll be the first person to tell you, and I think I told this story, right? I told my husband, I said, oh, you know, like, you know, I go through these natural struggles with my hair and stuff all the time, you know. So, and sometimes I just get in the mood, and I can relate to the song, I don't even want to comb my hair today, you know? Like, I get like that sometimes, you know, because I'm busy running around and stuff. And sometimes I slap a headband on, and I just wet the, you know, the afro a little bit and let the curls just curl up and call it a day. So we had the memorial not too long ago, and they had me out there looking a hot mess, okay? When I tell you a hot mess, I look a hot girl. If you ask Rich Money, she'll say, oh, no, it was nice. Your curls were, you know, nice and tight, you know. They had little curls there, you know. You ask everybody else, oh, no, your hair looks fine, right? Girl, when I looked in that video of myself, I said, oh, my Lord, Jesus, why did let me do this to myself?
So you think he was just being modest? to be honest with you, I feel like Rich Money always says, oh, you're beautiful and beautiful this and beautiful that, you know. And
that's awesome.
When my hair is jacked up, like he'll say, babe, when you're getting your hair done. Like he'll ask me that, you know. But this particular day, he didn't ask me that question. So when I seen the video, I wanted to know how come he didn't ask me that question, because I was a hot mess out there. I was a hot mess, and no one said anything. And I'm not coloring my hair, so it's mixed with the salt and pepper. Actually, my hair is salt and pepper. My curls, I'm like a 4C in curls. So you know the 4C is the tight curls that curl up like the afro.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm about a 4C, I think. So you see my hair. So yeah. So sometimes I think that he's, you know, a little too modest, you know, but sometimes he does let me know. But this particular day, he didn't tell me that I looked a hot mess, and no one did until I saw the video.
Listen,
of myself.
You're
beautiful, and I was like, oh
in
my
his
God.
Eyes. Either way, he's just saying that you're beautiful in his eyes either way. So
after they let me go
let
out
me
on this one. They gave
me
dirty.
I try to make sure I do my hair some kind of way before I go to bed, because, you know, my grandmother instilled that in. If you stay ready, you'll never have to get ready. So, but, you know,
Grandma should have told me that one.
Yeah,
listen. I have a wig. Y'all know I have a wig. Ray Queen, this is Ray Queen speaking. I have a wig for every single outfit.
And you don't even need a wig.
You want me to take 300. Baby, you want me to be a brunette tonight? Baby, you want me to
I
have
do
gray?
That. Mm-hmm.
Short,
you hear her.
Tonight?
You hear her?
That's
oh my God!
I have wigs.
You got it for all occasions. What
do
you want me? You want 28 inch hair tonight? What you want?
But see,
you got the red pumps too. You got the red pumps too. You can't be having
all
the red pumps. I've got to have the pumps too.
My future husband is going to love me. You hear me?
Yes,
but let me tell you, ladies, something about Diva. Something about my hair. And I thank God in advance, because I know God is blessing me, and I can feel it in my future, my near future, that He's gonna bless me with a man, and I'm so grateful for that already.
Absolutely.
And baby, if
listen,
I claimed it already. Listen,
I claimed it already. I did.
We got a video chat
after this session.
Yes. And baby, if you're listening to the Divas, to Love Fantasy tonight, I love you. Anyway, so I put a ponytail. I put a ponytail in my hair, right? And when I put the ponytail in my hair, sometimes I can't get this scrunchie off because my hair is a thick and, you know, 3C, four C. So I know to put a certain scrunchie in my hair, but I ran out the house last week with the wrong scrunchie on my hair. And when I come in the door at night, from when I get off from work, I'm literally stripping as I come through the door. I want everything off. Ponytail, bra,
right.
Shoes,
right.
Anything. So I'm tearing my hair out. I could not get the scrunchie out. I wore the wrong scrunchie. So I'm rushing. I took a pair of scissors to cut the scrunchie off. And I cut a bald spot in my hair.
Lord have mercy.
And I have a lot of hair, so I'm so upset with it.
You do have a lot of hair.
Thank God for my mini wig. Thank God for my mini wig.
When it comes to, I'm going to tell y'all now, like they said, when it comes to sex, anyway, once the men ain't looking at what kind of nail polish you got on your toes and whether it matches and whether your panties matches. That, when it comes to sex, I'm talking about, like, sometimes, though, to build intimacy, that's why women go above and beyond to have, like, the matching bra and panty sets. And you know what I'm saying? To build his imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, men can't, it ain't really much they can do to like, turn us on. What they going to put on a thong? I don't want to see my man in no thong underwear. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't.
With the long elephant nose.
No. No, I don't want to see that. Putting on the little teddies and stuff, that's all a part of intimacy. And then it'll lead to the bottom line, which is supposed to be sex.
So,
So, Miss Mobetta, with the comment you just made, so you mean to tell me, ladies that's listening, okay? I'm going to say ladies. I'm going to say ladies and men because, you know, there are people out there who are, you know. You mean to tell me you don't want your man to dress up in a stripper thong? But women want to go and watch strippers with a stripper thong, but you don't want your man to put on a stripper thong?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
Oh my God,
okay.
I don't
call
know.
Call me a hypocrite. No.
Well, I'm gonna answer. Listen, I can answer the question. I don't want to see my husband in no stripper thong, and I don't want to see, and nothing against the strippers. I'm just saying I've been there, done that. One of my girlfriends used to have stripper parties all the time, and when I tell you, no lie, there's nothing against it, but I'm just going to tell you, I don't need no sweaty man that's not my man rubbing up all over me with a stripper thong on.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Nah, nah, nah.
Well,
I only went to one
stripper, male stripper, event, and it was, I was so shocked.
You were too
at the bachelorette party. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. There was a bachelorette party.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about. Oh, okay.
Yes. I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't speak. I couldn't barely move.
Couldn't do shit. Couldn't do nothing.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's entertaining, yes, but to say that, oh, I won't. I mean, no, to say that I won't see my man busting the door with tassels hanging off his penis, no. No, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, nice
I
underwear, they got nice silky, like, boxer drawers and stuff like that, yes. That I can do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They have some nice, like, silky boxer drawers and stuff, like underwear and stuff, but not a thong. No.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask that question, you know. I wanted to ask that question, you know, just for the general population, because I didn't want anyone to think that, you know, we're being biased at all, because there's nothing against the strippers, you know,
no.
We've all seen them, you know, been there, done that. But, you know, I want to know, do you think that would excite, you know, your relationship if your man put that on, you know?
And
it's the same thing, but ladies, it's the same thing if you go to a female strip club and you put on the outfit that she got on. Do you think that would excite your husband or your spouse or, you know?
Probably. I think it's just a little different for male and female. You know what I mean? I don't know. What it is, I don't know. We would have to have a male's opinion when it comes to that. We would have to,
okay, so
you know, have a male's opinion.
Press the one button. I know it's some males out there. Press the one button. Y'all playing around. Y'all know what it is. This is the Diva Squad on Wednesday night. Press the one button and come on in. You could be whoever you want to be and give your opinion about the topics that we're talking about. How important is sex to you in the relationship?
Wow.
Number to call, 845-277-9098.
This is bigger than John Coffey.
Yeah, and you can be whoever you want to be. You don't got to give your name. Just be whoever you want to be. But let us know how you feel. Yeah.
Listen,
and we're going to keep chopping it up until you do. Now watch when we get off the show. Then we're going to get all these text messages talk about, oh, I was about to call
of
in.
Course.
Watch.
Yeah. That's how it happens. So what would you do, Storm, if Rich came in the door with one of them things on? What would you
and
do?
And a rose in his mouth.
I would pass Rich. I would pass Rich a robe. I would pass Rich a robe and help him take this mask off. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
going to
come off anyway. You know that. But
no,
see,
no.
I'm
going to put the no.
The thong itself, though, is associated.
I'm gonna take the
it's
I'm gonna put the robe on
dancing.
You.
So
I'm gonna put the robe on
though.
Him. Okay. And I'm going to get his boxes out the drawer and help him put the boxes on and take the rose out his, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, we're not about to do that. No.
How about the cowboy?
You know what? No. Boots got, now, if you put on some Timbs, if he walks in there with some Timberland boots and some boxes,
yes.
A white beater, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm
the home of the story.
That's my speed. Like, listen,
cowboy
Timberland
boots
butt naked.
Exactly.
And we can do that. That we can rock. We can rock with. You know,
exactly.
But not the song. You need the Timbs.
No.
Need the Timbs hat to the back. Whatever. But
exactly.
No,
but
the song.
Not the song.
No.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I like that hood though. Yeah. You know, meet a little suburban girl.
Yeah. So let me ask you, ladies, okay, because, of course, it's about 8:51. I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
You know, since we're waiting for the guys to call in, they didn't call in yet. You know, show's over at 9 o'clock. You know, so we go around the round table and stuff like that, you know, give our opinions and stuff on the topic. But it's only us, so we've been chopping it up. But let me ask you this question, ladies, okay?
Wait,
I said, let me ask you this question. It's, you know, it's about almost 9 o'clock, you know. We're waiting for the guys to call in, but they haven't called in yet. So we'll just continue chopping it up until it's time and we'll end the show. But my question for you ladies is, what would you tell one of your friends, let's just say, who isn't really in a relationship, you know, but she's, you know, dating, sexting multiple people, you know, hasn't really found that, what's the right word? She hasn't really found herself yet, so she uses the expression of sex to multiple people. What would you say to one of your friends about that? You know, would you co-sign as she's telling you her stories about what she's doing, where she's been, who she's with, or would you try and talk to her to say, hey, let me just talk to you a little bit and, you know, get them to maybe value themselves a little bit more? Or do you even feel there's a problem with it? You know, like I was, you know, I was asked the question and I'm having a hard time answering that question because you got to remember, I'm 41. Back in the day, it was player mode, you know. I've been out the field for 10 years, you know. Technically, you count the relationship before that, you know what I'm saying, a long time. So at this day and age, for one of your friends, let's just say, that's, you know, very promiscuous with multiple people and, you know, like I said, don't really love herself that much. She struggles with the identity and body and stuff like that. You know, would you co-sign with her as she dates and move around with multiple people and sexes multiple people? Or would you try and get her to work on herself and value herself and not do that? Or if do you think it's even a problem with that?
You want to go first, Ray?
She's single?
Yeah, she's single.
She's
dating. Nice looking lady, you know, very nice lady, you know, but she deals with a lot of personal issues with herself, you know. And me being her friend, you know, when she comes to me and she wants me to co-sign, I can't co-sign with it, you know, because I think, you know, it's the way she's living her life is dangerous. You know, it's dangerous with the multiple people and the dating and this place and that place and, you know, the wherever, whenever, you know, it's very dangerous. So I don't co-sign with it, but I know that some of her other friends, they co-sign with it, right? They laugh about the places that, you know, that they've been through together, you know, the different, you know, things they've done with multiple people. You know, what would you say to one of your friends in that situation?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I'd have to be put in that position to depends on how close I am. If I'm really close, really close, like
she's your friend.
Huh?
Like she's your friend.
Like
you're ride or die.
Like
for me. Yeah, like been knowing her 15, 20 years. Like she's cool people. Like she's real cool, down to earth. She's my people. You know.
I would definitely, I would say something about it because we We homegirls, we friends. I'd bring it up. I'd bring it up.
Right.
At least at one time. I just want to talk about it at one time and see what she says, and I won't address it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Unless that friend brings it up. I'll address it one time.
Okay.
Well,
what do you think?
Because that makes
me
look bad. I'm hanging out with you, that makes me look bad. Yeah, I'm passing on the mic.
You know,
go ahead, Liz.
As her friend, you definitely have to address the situation because she's searching. She's searching.
Right.
Not only is she searching, she's hurting. Because if she weren't, regardless of whether she was single or in a relationship or whatever, she wouldn't jump from person to person and sleeping with all of them. Now, dating is one thing, but when you're sleeping with multiple people, then this is where the security breach comes in. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and as her friend, you were like, listen, honey, are you going through something? You know what I'm saying? How you feeling or whatever? And hopefully she's mature enough to not think that she's being judged, that she can take constructive criticism and understand that it's coming from a good place when it's coming from her friend. So, because you know, a lot of people can't accept that. A lot of people think, oh, you're just hating. Oh, you in this relationship. You can't tell me nothing. You know, you got people like that. So, you know, again, hopefully she's mature enough to, you know, accept that. Like, listen, I personally think you deserve better. I think you deserve better, and you're cutting yourself short by you know, just, you know, not carrying yourself different. Because trust me, if y'all friends see it, they dudes or whoever she's messing with see it too. So they like, oh, that's easy prey. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get that and with, you know, no strings attached. Now, don't get me wrong, because people can have sex without strings attached, but when you're going to multiple people, you're really searching. And this is why when we had that other segment of us having women having daddy issues, that daddy issues and stuff is real. That stuff is real. I'm raising my hand to it. So it's like, you know, she has to really find herself. Like, listen, I'm dead and all of them. I'm dead and everybody. Right now I need to do some soul searching. You know what I mean? So, because at the end of the day, even with her sleeping with all of these people, I'm sure she feels lonely AF.
you know what I'm saying?
I know she's feeling mad lonely, because that's a lonely thing.
Yeah, especially at night. You know, at night when it's time for bed, and you know, and you, let's just say you don't have a date for the night, you know. But the reason I asked the question is because, for me, I feel like, just forget about me being married, but just me being cool with her and me being her friend, you know, and me looking at her as she's my friend, you know, when we talk about stuff, it's kind of like I feel she takes it funny because she has a good maybe 3-4 other friends that co-signs the negative behavior that she's doing. And then you have me who feels like, girl, you too old to be out there, you know what I'm saying, ripping and running, doing whatever, whenever, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to, like, let's nip this in the bud.
Reel it in.
You enjoyed yourself, enjoyed yourself for that time, but now it's time to really, like, take life serious. And, you know, I'm afraid for her because I'm the only person that says, you know, hey, this isn't okay. You know, if you're doing it in your 20s, okay, but your 40s and 50s, girl, let's talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I'm the only one that says something, and everyone else co-signs the negative behavior, like, oh, it's cool, oh, it's okay, this, that, and the other, you know. And I kind of feel like they try to make it seem like I'm hating on her, you know, because
of
the situation. But I'm definitely not hating on you, you know, but I don't want to see my friend get hurt either, you know. Like, I want to be that person that says, you're my friend, I love you no matter what, can we talk about this, you know? But if you're telling me you enjoying what you're doing and you get to switch up with multiple people and you don't want to have the same piece, you know, for years and years and years, you know, that tells me that you're letting these other people get in your head and make you think that what you're doing is right, you know?
And she's afraid. She has some type of fear going on.
Fast. Let me just bring someone on the air real quick. Paula, are you there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the Diva Squad.
You hear me? Okay, I'm Cedric Fever, Five Local, Miss Gordon, all of that. Anyway,
okay.
I think that sex is important. I think that sex is important in a relationship because if you're not getting pleasure in your relationship, then what good is it going to be any other time? You're going to be like what, a two-minute man, and she's like a half-a-minute woman that just get it off? You got to be able to have pleasure. You know what I mean? You got to be able to smack it, flip it, rub it down, you know, belt roll, you know.
All right.
I think that it's got to be. It's got to be because otherwise, like, you're going to be watching more TV shows and be like, babe, I wish that was us or something. Then next thing you know, she's going to be like, get out of my house. You know what I'm saying? Go sleep with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Call Tyrone, mm-hmm. all that. Don't use my phone. Like, mm-hmm. you really got if it ain't good,
yeah,
it ain't good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we all watch ATL with T.I. Little brother got cutty last mm-hmm. night. If the cutty ain't good, the relationship ain't good. I don't care. Like, you're going to be walking past, like, she's going to be going to bed with no outfit on, she's gonna be coming there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, geez, you know what I'm saying?
So,
like,
but do you feel? But do you feel? But do you feel like okay? Even with everything that you've said, do you feel that okay? Yeah. At this day and age, if you want to test drive it first, or is it okay to get to know each other on different levels first?
Well, I think it goes both ways. I think it go both ways. You might want to test drive it. You know, cause like if you go get that Mercedes 320 4Matic,
mm-hmm.
you want to test drive it. You know what I mean? If you go get a 550, you know what I'm saying? So you might want to test drive it. And some people might even want to get to know a person too because they can be crazy, deranged, and all that. Like, you know, so it's like it all depends on how a person feels. Yeah. Yes, because
mm-hmm.
you get some women, excuse me, when I first met you, you was talking like you was educated. Now you're talking like, you know what I'm saying, word up, gee, you know what I'm saying? You're holding what a man.
Yeah,
so, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know, sometimes it all depends on, like, you know, if I don't know, it's hard to explain that. It can go both ways on
that. But is that something that you would say up front? Is that something that you would say up front? Like, okay, with this going on right now, it's, you know, this is what I'm looking to do, you know, or is it something like, all right, let me just get to know you, have a couple conversations with you, and then I'll let you know that I do want to test drive it first. Are you going to tell somebody that, or are you just going to be like, okay, let's see where it goes, you know?
Well, I think by the aura of a person, they're going to know. You know, you can tell somebody, you can tell when somebody's talking to you, they want to get to know you. Not all the time, but most of the time, majority of the time. But then you can tell, like, oh yeah, it, you know, he wants to get it down, you know. So he's going to be saying certain stuff anyway, you know.
Right, but would
so
you
can
tell
go both
the person
ways.
Is the question.
Go both ways.
Would you tell the person? Like, we've answered the question.
Oh, would I tell a person?
The question for you was, would you tell somebody up front that you
no.
want to test drive it and see where it's going, or you want to get to know them first? Are you one of those people that's up front about what you want from them, or you're just going to go with the flow of things to see where it goes?
It all depends on where I meet a person.
You said where
the
you
person,
meet the person?
Where I meet him at and how I feel. Because
oh,
I can
okay.
go both ways.
Okay.
I can tell a person up front, like, yo, listen, you know what I'm saying? I just want some cutty, and, you know, you can go left, I can go right, or you can go right, I can go left, or I can tell somebody, like, you know, I want to get to know you a little something. So they can go both ways. It all depends on, you know, the moment, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I was younger. When I was younger, I used to be like, yo, listen, I just want to hit and run. And it's either, you know, go for it or you ain't, you know.
Mm.
I've been told no plenty times. I wanted them chocolate cookies and milk, and my mom said no. Wait till later, you know what I mean?
You know what?
You know what? So it's like, I'm like this. Something's like, you know, like, can it go both ways? You know,
okay.
It can go both ways. So, you know,
right.
But me first, older, now I'm older.
Questions for him.
Huh? Yeah, now I'm
ladies.
Older, so I'm like, yeah. Hello, I'm here.
Hold on. Ladies, do you guys have any questions for the caller? It's about 9:05.
Oh, we in overtime tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's why I was asking if you guys had any questions you want to ask them.
That was big right there, what you just said. If
she's going to do a late caller? You heard that?
It can go to overtime. Okay.
Overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Is that overtime?
Yeah. Yeah. Sex do play a big role. Mm.
Oh,
well,
it does.
That's
all right. Good.
Sex is definitely major.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, I can hear my thoughts. Like I'm thinking out loud right now.
yeah, we do. And you know, the thing about it is, see, we've been knowing you for a long time, okay? We've been knowing you for a long time, so we know your thoughts. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, the Divas have went around and we gave our feedback on a topic. We had what should I call the caller? What's your name, caller?
Oh, me? I'm still here, right?
Cedric?
You can call me Cedric, Fever, mm-hmm. Five, Loco, Gordon, Miss Gordon's son, any of that.
All right, so all of that of what he just
tonight, the list.
Just call me.
Oh. Okay, all the way out of what he just said, we do thank you for calling in. We thank the callers and the listeners. Divas, if that's all, we just gonna we're gonna end the show this evening. You guys have anything else you want to say?
Not at all.
All right. So with that being said, we just gonna end the show. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. Mr. Cedric, make sure you tune in earlier next week. You know, so we could talk to you from the beginning and get some male perspective on what we're trying to do here. You know. And let people know what's going on. You guys.
I've been here the last three times. I'm hooked.
Of course.
Okay, I'm hooked.
All right. Have a blessed and safe week, everybody. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yo, Javio.
Yeah.
Give this Angie.
Man, what is it?
Just go give it to her.
Javion, I know you're not trying to leave this house.
No need.
Hey, Angie. The new boy gave this to Javion, and Javion told me to give it to you.
What is it? Do you like me? Yes or no?
Always gotta have the pretty ones, right, Angie?
The way I love too much and I give too much and you take so much till I ain't got nothing.